Today's share in the Dershim Mishneh Berurah Yomi program is Daf Kuf Samach Vav Omid Beis. We're in the third volume of Mishneh Berurah, still in the middle of Simin Shin Chav Ches, dealing with the halachos of Refuah on Shabbos. We begin with Sif Chav He, which can be found on Kuf Samach Vav Omid Aleph at the very bottom line. The Mechaber tells us, Ritia, a bandage. The Bir Halach explains that this is a bandage that you basically have some sort of a medication on, shenoflo mi'al gabi amaka, that fell off from the wound that you had placed it on before Shabbos started, and it falls now al gabi karka, falls on the floor. Lo yachzirena, a person should not return this bandage to the wound. The reason is, as the Mishneh Berurah explains, in Siv Katan Pei Aleph, shemo yimarech al gaba lahachlik haguma sheishba, because in putting it back, you may come to smooth it out to get rid of some of the holes that formed as a result of it falling on the floor, and meruach ritia, and the smoothing out of the bandage over here with the medication or the ointment on it is malocha doraisihi mishum shu b'chlal memachik. And this is a tolda over here of smoothing it out, of smearing it. Avo mishum shchika samonim, however, because of the gzera that you're not allowed to take medication on Shabbos because you may come to grind the medication, lekele migzar over here, we do not have a concern. Kivan dohoyu mi'esmo li'lovi, because the bandage was already on him from the day before. Now, I must point out, Dershu footnote number 77 has a very interesting counter-distinction over here. This is talking about the bandage, that you have a concern that you may come to smooth it out. But to actually go and put some sort of an ointment or a salve on top of the wound itself, the Chazonish says that that is not an issur of meruach, as long as you don't smear it yourself. But if you just place it on the body, and the body, it will slowly absorb into the body, or, as we'll see, if you put a bandage on top of it, and the bandage will eventually rub against it and smooth it out, that is considered a klachayad form, and that is permitted. And Rav Nissen Karl Shlit explains, Shiba'ofen Shi'itiru Lishtamesh B'Refuah Lo Gozro Shchichas Samonim. When the rabbis did permit you to do a refuah, then there is no concern over here of Shchichas Samonim. And therefore, one could have argued that there is also no issue when the rabbis allowed you to put on a bandage of Meruach. Nevertheless, that's not true. There is a concern of Meruach over here, and you can't smear the ointment directly with your hand on the wound, but you can place the ointment from the tube, let's say, antibiotic ointment, whatever it may be, on the wound, and it will absorb in by itself. Or when you put a bandage on top of it, the bandage may cause it to become smoothed out somewhat. That is allowed. There's also the opinion of the Sheva Levi Zatzal, Rav Ozner, Sha'afa Pishimut Lahotzi Mishcha Mishvo Feres. You can take it out of the tube to put it on, let's say, a diaper rash on a baby, for example, because the baby, by definition, is a cholashem bo sakana. You still shouldn't smear on the lotion yourself with the hand, but you should just put it on, and the baby's movements and or the diaper will smear it in. That is permitted. And there's also opinion of Shlomo Zalman Zatzal, Shemutu laniach mishcha im eino miskavi l'morcha, as long as you're not intending to go and rub it in, it's allowed, even though it will eventually get rubbed in by itself. And Rav Shlomo Zalman explains, this is kimareach kelacharyad, this is done in an indirect fashion, which is permitted. So back to the Mechaber, who says that if it fell off on the floor, you're not allowed to go and return it over here. But nofla gabi kli, but if it fell off onto another utensil, not onto the floor, then yachzirena, you are allowed to return it. The Mishneh Berurah explains, the kechulka haritia mimekoma dami. This is like if the bandage slipped off from its place, and you're allowed to return it to its proper place. The bevade mut lachzira amekoma. If the bandage moved a little bit and you return it to its place, you're allowed. So too, if it fell off onto a vessel, you're allowed to go and return it. When you do return it, lo yagdena b'Shabbos b'kesher shokayoma ela baniva. When you do put it back on, you're not allowed to tie it with a permanent knot, but you'd only tie it with a bow. The cholzik yishinof lo ritia miatzva. That's if the bandage itself fell off. Avolim hesirab miskavin. If you directly took off the bandage, then also lachzira, you're not allowed to go and return it. However, he brings down a more makel opinion. V'yesh cholkim matir mezeh. There are those that allow you to return it. V'efshar dikashay sira almanas l'sake. And if it's clear that you took it off for the purposes of going and repairing it in some way, yesh lismoch alay lahoko, then you can rely upon the lenient opinion over here and return it. Dershu footnote number 79 brings down, afilu im mahadik es kesher haniva yofi. Even you tie the bow very tightly, and obviously it's for to last for a longer period of time, that if she's coming, can tomit, the Bir Halacha in Simin Shin Yud Zayin said that that's permissible as well. The Chofetz Chaim in the Shaar HaTzion Ostun Bey says it's likewise permissible if you're intending to undo the bandage every day, then it would also be allowed to be done in a more permanent type of a fashion. It brings down the name of the Prima Godim, and the issue footnote number 80 brings down Ubamokum Atzorich and their need. So the Bir Halacha in Simin Shin Yud Zayin taught us Shafilu Kesher Sa'osui Lihiskayim Yosim Yomechot Nir Lahokel. Even if it's a knot that normally would last for more than one day, one can be lenient in this situation because it's not considered really a Kesher Shel Kayama in this situation because it's a bandage. Then the Mechaber tells us, "Val yedei eino Yehudi mutar lanicha afilu betchila." If a non-Jewish person is putting the bandage on, then he's allowed to do it even lechatchila on Shabbos. The Mishnah explains as if kon pe gimel. Myri, we're talking here shahoyo kitzas chole aydi hamaked, that a person is obviously at least a chole she'ein bo sakon over here, because dihayarak mechosh bi'alma, if it's just a little minor annoyance over here, afilu aydi eino Yehudi also, then even a non-Jewish person is allowed to do refuah for you for a mechosh bi'alma, as we've already learned in great detail, v'chanal bereish simen zeh, at the beginning of simen shin chav ches, or simen. Now we go to the Ramah. The Ramah says, Agah, umutu lo malena Yehudi, one is permitted to tell a non-Jewish person, lasos ritia amako chabura, to go and make a bandage for you to place on some sort of a wound or a injury. This is brought down from the Isser v'heter ha'oruch. However, v'asu litin alea efer mikla d'merapi, but you can't put some sort of burnt ashes on the wound over here, which was medicinal. That can only be done, kim ayideh ein Yehudi, only via a non-Jewish person. This is brought down the name of the Mordechai. Mishnah Berurah Sifkatan Pei Dalet explains, Rosh Lomo, the Ramah is telling us over here, Afal gav desiyas ritiyu melacha d'oraisa shemamachik, even though making this bandage involves doing an issa d'oraisa shemamachik of smoothing out over here, afilu hachi mutar ayidein Yehudi. Nevertheless, you can ask a non-Jewish person to do this for you. However, avol zeh eino mutar kim shecholo kol gufo ayidei hamakir. You have to be somewhat of a sick person all your body, as we've explained already previously, or at least sheyesh bo sakon hazaver, or there's a limb-threatening injury over here, because the rak mikzas chol, if it's only a little bit sick over here, ain't a mutar lasos melacha d'oraisa ayidei eino Yehudi. You can't ask a non-Jewish person to do a melacha, what would be for you, a melacha d'oraisa on Shabbos. These dinim, again, we've learned earlier in Sif Yud Zayin in this simon. Mishnah Berurah Sifkan Pehei adds further, after rak yisiv d'rabbanan, even though this Efer Mikla over here is only an Issa de Rabbanon to put this on, Mikomokom, here the rabbis were stricter, that Ayidei Yisrael Atzmo also, we don't let a Jewish person do this over here, below Shinui, without making some sort of a Shinui, a change in the way he's doing it. And this is true, Afilum Chola Kol Gufo, even if this person is really sick, Kiven Shu Cholesh Ein Bo Sakana, we're talking about somebody who's sick, but he's not in a life-threatening situation. As we've again already learned, Kedel B'Sif Yud Zayin, Lefima Damasik HaShulchan Aruch Shom, we had a machlokus over there, and this opinion says that a Jewish person is not allowed to go do this Isser over here, even though it's the Rabbanon, unless he does it with the Shinoi. And the Chofetz Chaim in Shaar HaTzion Ost Nun Tes points out this is true, She'ein Bo Afilu Sakonas Aver. When we say there's no Sakana over here, it doesn't only mean Pikuach Lefashos, it means even a Sakana for an Aver. The issue footnote number 82 points out that even though normally the taking of pills over here is not a problem, even without a shinoi, as we've already learned previously, so Nissan Karlitz says over here, the Efer Makla is a little bit different. It is Gerua Yoser, why? Mishum Shinase Betzura Shel Melacha V'Dom L'Meruch. It's too much like a Melacha Darais over here when you put this burnt ash on the wound, and therefore one should only do this via a non-Jewish person. Again, we must always stress, if it's a chola sheyesh bo sakon, and this is essential, then a Jewish person, even the rav in the town, is mechuyev to do this with alacrity. Now we go to Siv Chavav. The Mechaber writes, Megala kitzas ritia umekaneach piyamako. You're allowed to lift up part of the bandage over here and clean underneath that part of the bandage where it is in the wound, and then you cover it up, v'chose megala, kitzas asheni umekanecha. And then you go open up the other side of the bandage and you clean underneath that part of the bandage where the wound is, and then you can seal it off. You can put that end of the bandage back on over the wound. Or ritia atzma, however, lo yekaneach, but you can't clean the bandage itself, because that would be smoothing it out, which is an iser d'oraisa. Siv Chav Zayin. The Mechaber writes, Mako shenisrap, if you have a wound that's Baruch Hashem healed, nos to no la ritia, you're still allowed to put some sort of bandage over it over here, because it's fully healed, sheino elu kimishama, and you're doing this just for protection of the wound, so it shouldn't open up again. It's still somewhat raw and easily could be opened up, and therefore, you're not doing anything in terms of medicinal over here. It's just for protection, which is allowed. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Siv Katan Pei Vav, we're not concerned over here, we're not concerned over here at all that you do either making of medication or that you'll smooth it out over here, because you're not at all concerned and confused over here because of the injury, because it's already healing. Because a person is not so confused over here or excited and will lose track of what he's doing because the wound is already essentially healed. Siv Chavches, the Mechaber writes, Hanefis Shchin b'Shabbos. If you want to go open up a abscess, a boil on Shabbos, the purpose over here, Kidei laharchet piyamako, if your intention is to make a permanent opening over here, so it'll be a able to drain on a continuous basis. For example, kederach sharofim osin, what we call an incision and drainage that a doctor would do, an IND, shehem iskavdim berefuah, laharchav piyamaka, that the purpose of this over here is to make a permanent opening for the wound to continue draining from, that is not allowed. Harei zechayev mishumaka bepatish, that would be an issur d'oraisa over here, and would not be allowed for a chola she'ein bo sakana. You're not allowed to do an issur d'oraisa for a chola she'ein bo sakana. Again, if it is a chola she'ein bo sakana, you can do whatever surgery is needed. And this would be shizuhi melecha sarofi. This is done by a doctor. This is makir patish. This is a real avoda, and would not be allowed to be done for a chola she'ein bo sakana. However, if your purpose is just to relieve the pus that's under pressure, it's painful, it's swollen, and the person is suffering, and you just want to release the pus so he'll have relief, so in that situation, if your sole intention is just to get rid of the pus from there, not to make a permanent opening, that, however, would be permissible even by a Jewish person. The Mishnah Berurah explains over here in Sivkot and Pei Zayin that when you open up the wound over here, Hainu Shemavakeya Oso, you're doing some sort of an incision and drainage procedure. So if it's a professional job, then it's not allowed to be done. Sivkot and Pei Ches, the Mishnah Berurah explains, Ve'eno Choshesh Im Tachzor V'Tistomiyat. But if you're not at all concerned, you just want to relieve the pus that's under pressure right now. It's very uncomfortable, painful for the person. And when you open it up and release the pressure, so the pus will come out and the person will feel much better. And you don't really care if that opening stays open or it closes off, then you're allowed to do this. However, he still suggests in this situation, if it's at all an option, it's preferable to have a non-Jewish person do this drainage over here. And Rav Nissen Carlos explains in Dirshu footnote number 83, because we're not always certain that you're not also doing it to make a permanent opening over here, and that situation would be forbidden, so much better to have a non-Jewish person do this. Then the Mishnah tells us, Mutu li tol hakotz b'machat, you're allowed to go and take a splinter out with some sort of a needle. Ubavad, however, you should be careful, sheyazar shelo yotzi dam, you should just take out the splinter and not draw blood. The ovid chabur, because if you take out the splinter and draw blood, that would be an issue of making a chabura. Ay ve'af dehu mekalkal, even though there's no positive benefit from taking out the blood, nevertheless, mikol mokum also hulu kol yam. He brings out from the Morgan of Ram that everybody says you're not allowed to do this if it's definitely going to bring out blood. The Mishnah Berurah says, "Be'af the bishchin hitiru." The rabbis permitted you in the boil of the abscess to open it up. Issur d'rabbanan mishum tzara. They allowed you to do this issur d'rabbanan over here because of the pain. Ulkame, as we've already learned, and we'll learn again. Hocha. Here in our case with the splinter that will also remove some blood. Kiven the efshel hotziah kotz beli hotzaz dam. So therefore, you should try to be careful and not to get any blood out, because even though you technically would be allowed to take out the blood, one shouldn't just do this for nothing without thinking about it. One should try to be careful. Tishu footnote number 84 has a very important discussion about what about in doing various injections on Shabbos. So he says to go and inject something directly into a vein, what we would call an intravenous injection or infusion. So he brings down from the Goyin Rav Abramsky Zatzal, Shasura min haTorah, that would be an issur d'oraisa, because before you insert the medication and put it in the IV infusion over here, you always withdraw a little bit of blood from the vein to make sure that you're still in the vein, or if you just put in the IV to make sure that you are in the vein. So therefore, that would be a problem of taking out the blood. Rav Shlomo Zalman says he's not sure, because maybe this blood is a melacha she'ein tzricha l'gufa that you're taking out, because you don't need this blood for anything, and you're just making sure that you're in the vein. Rav Ozer Zatzal L'Shevet HaLevi adds, Shekivan She'ein Mu'unyon Sha'Pesach Shel Hazrika Yishar Pesuach, you're not at all interested in that this vein should remain open, you're just interested in putting in the infusion over here, it would be the same din as when you take out a splinter, that if blood comes out, it still is not a concern, it's mutter. And this is also the opinion of the Shelus Shuvas Or Letzion, Shezrichko L'Toch HaVeret, that if you insert an infusion or medication through an intravenous, muteris, it's permissible, because any blood that comes out is considered makalkel, if that blood has no purpose, malach hashen tzrich l'gufa, you don't want that blood, and therefore it's muteris to be done for a sick person. Rav Nissen Karl L'Shlita adds over here, shein latira ele de nochu, but it would be preferable to have a non-Jewish person do this if at all possible. And he says, if you're going to put a subcutaneous type of an injection, not into a vein, so then the Chazon Ish permitted this, afilu l'chol l'shein b'sakon, even for a non-sick person, because you're not definitely going to draw blood. What about an intramuscular injection? So the Shevet HaLevi, Rav Ozer Zatzal, brings down, sheish l'hokel litna l'chol l'shein b'sakon, you can even give this to a sick person that's not a chola of life-threatening nature, if there is a great enough need, because it's not a psik ratio that blood will come out when you give an intramuscular injection. And even if blood does come out, it's kimakalkil. And we go to Mishnah Berurah Sifkon Peites. He says that you're allowed to take out the pus when you're not interested in keeping an aperture over there, an opening over there. So he says, Vafilu im yesh dam gam ken shoma. What happens if in the pus there's sometimes blood mixed in over there, im halecha, with the pus? Nevertheless, it's still permissible to express the pus, even though there's some blood inside over there. That's mutter. Because the osu adam valecha, because the blood that's mixed in over there with the pus, shekondashom, that's gathered over there, ein bo mishum chabura. That is halachically not making a wound, because that blood is already exited from the place where the blood is supposed to be, so it's not considered like you're now withdrawing that blood. However, rakizor shlo yidchok hamaka, you should be careful not to press on this opening that you've made, lohotzi dam mechadash, that will bring out new blood that was actually still in the veins. And that's brought down from the Prima Gadin. The issue footnote number 86 explains that Rav Shlomo Zalman, based upon this, said, she'ein l'chayvo mishum dosh, there is no Israel here of dosh, kivin she'dam zeh kvar nekar mimachzor adam. It's already not in the normal place where the blood is, it's already seeped out into this pussy wound over here, ve'ein okonos b'makom gidulo. It's not considered like the blood is in its original place, and therefore there is no Israel here of removing the blood, the Israel of dosh. Finally, the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat and Sadi explains, v'afo gav d'mele nase pesach, how can you tell me over here that you're not making a Pesach over here, you're not making an opening in the abscess over here? You are. Nevertheless, you're not intending to do that, and therefore it's Mlochosh in Sarach L'gufa. This is considered an unintended consequence, and therefore the Hevi D'Rabbanon, it would only be an Issa D'Rabbanon at most, Uvamokum Tzar Lo Gozer, the rabbis in a situation of pain and suffering, where not Gozer, they're Issa D'Rabbanon. The issue footnote number 87 does point out, from the Meiri, that this is different over here than, for example, if you were to extinguish a light for a chola. When you're extinguishing a light for a chola, it's not certain that that's the really going to benefit the chola. It's not the only way that you can do it. You could put up a mechitza or something like that. And therefore, when you're removing the pus over here, that actually benefits the chola directly. And therefore, that's why you're allowed to do this over here. The Mishnah Berurah continues, says, even according to the opinion, it says you're not allowed to do this, even if you don't have any benefit from it. Here, you could also suggest that if your intention is to just take out the pus, that's not even a complete malacha. And it can never reach the full makab patish isu daraisa, and therefore, even according to this opinion, you'd be allowed to do this. If somebody has some sort of a puncture already in his arm, shakorin aptura, something called an aptura, maybe it means an aperture, I'm not sure. If this opening is closing off, you have to look into whether if you're allowed to put some medication on it, some sort of a bean on it that would keep it open. Here you definitely want this opening to stay open. Or maybe, once we say it's open, you can't create an opening if there wasn't one already there. The Mishnah continues, says, likewise, if you have a hole over here in the wound, it was already open, and now it's closing off. There's a question over here whether you can go and keep it open or maintain its opening on Shabbos. He says, from the simple reading of the Shulchan Aruch, even if it already has a hole, and you just want to keep it wider open, make sure it doesn't close off, it seems to be that would be aser. But you would be allowed to put a bandage on top of this opening, as we already learned. And he brings down, he says that you would not be allowed to put a bandage on it. However, but you would be allowed to clean it and remove the pus from inside of it. But if you know that you're going to withdraw blood when you do this, then you shouldn't go and wipe it on Shabbos. This is new blood, not blood that's just inside the boil, the psik ratio, because this is going to be, by your cleaning it, a psik ratio. However, but you can put a new bandage on top of it, because if you leave the old dirty one there, that will be disgusting and it will be potentially dangerous. And certainly to have this foul-smelling bandage on you is not a covet for the person, and you'll be allowed to change it. And likewise, Agami Yishul Tzami said he also has pain from this. And he says, we're going to learn, but wait till we get over there. Then he says, also, you're not allowed to go scratch a boil on Shabbos, because here you're going and actually opening up new blood over here, and that you're not allowed to do. It's different than the blood that's already mixed in with the pus over here. This is creating a new wound over here. The hosimukonis there was already collected and gathered. Mashen Kane here, we're talking about scratching blood that is really below the surface and is not already gathered in a boil, and that you would not be allowed to do. With this, we conclude today's share.